Hello, my name is Nathaniel Alexander Birch Parker, and we are doing another anime episode.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It is.
Between all the other series and stuff going on, we've done a couple, but...
And we've had a lot of stuff going on, though.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of polls going in and out, and a lot of, like, viewer suggestions stuff happening. So it's time to catch up. It's time to get another anime episode under the belt, right?
Yeah, man. And the thing that I'm excited about is that, well, for once, we got our first tie after putting the polls back out.
Yeah, like twice.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something about that. Weren't you like, hey, I don't know if it's... Some people might not even know one of these shows. Maybe they're just... voting because one's on Netflix.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to redo it because...
And it was the same result.
Yeah. No, well, the first time they did Dorohi Roro, remember?
That's right.
Yeah. And then the second time was a tie.
Was a dead-end tie.
It was a shamble.
Yeah. And I was not expecting that. I was like,
nobody would.
So when you announced that we were going to do both of them, I was like, ooh, okay.
Because there's no reason not to. Since it was a tie, I was like, just give it to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One, I've seen a little bit of. The one we're going to talk about today. Dorohiro.
Dorohiro.
But Dorohiroro looks good, too. And I saw the trailer on Netflix, and I only thought I would watch the trailer because of the cover photo. It was like a dude with a lizard head.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, well, that's interesting in and itself.
His name is Kamen.
Yeah, and like that story looks cool as well. So I'm excited that we're going to get to cover both of them. But today...
Today...
We're here for Dorohiro.
Dorohiro.
And that was another thing. Between those two names, the polls were so... I was like, what? Okay, what are the names again?
Dude, I loved it, man. That's, well, one of the reasons, because they came out damn near really close to each other, and I was like, well, I'm going to see which one I like more. So I didn't watch Dorohiroro, because I was like, well, it's that 3D laid-over stuff, and as you guys know,
yeah,
I appreciate animes. Yeah, hand-drawn. So I was thinking, maybe we could just do both. You know?
Yeah, why not? And just do a comparison between the two. That's a fun idea. But yeah.
Our fucking anime story for this evening takes place in 1969.
That's a long-ass time ago. Is that the oldest one we've done?
That's, the one we did for, the one I just did.
Mm. Your last one was older?
Mm-hmm.
Golden Kamuy.
No, I did the Golden Kamuy as well. That's a great one.
Mm.
But, this anime was in 1969. What did I do before? Damn, we're supposed to put it out Wednesday.
Well, you've done three Mushi Mushis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the last anime review you did.
Neither do I.
Wow,
now.
I'm tripping hard. Maybe it wasn't Golden Kamuy.
No.
Attack on Titan 2, Golden Kamuy. What else was there?
The last one that I don't even remember what it is. And that's going to sound even worse to you guys. You'd be like, this guy doesn't even know the content he's putting out.
And now I'm going to look it up because we have the little list right here.
Yeah, okay,
and
okay.
I feel like I should know too.
Did you put it out?
I'm embarrassed. Yeah, all of our anime episodes are out. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, why
well,
don't
we did remember we did an anime Animushi back to back. Or we did a regular one Animushi. Or what did we do down at Dustin's?
No, that was This Is the Way.
Yeah,
and then Mushi Mushi.
Mushi
went out as of this recording.
Gotcha.
But Mushi Mushis are technically not animes.
Exactly. It's a whole different thing, my man.
Two different beasts under this man's wheelhouse. Let's see. Vampire Hunter D was the last one we did.
Okay.
Bloodlust.
Yes. No, that's not necessarily the oldest of the old.
Okay, yeah. But it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is up in the beginning eras
of anime coming out.
Anime.
Yeah, it's very impressive that this anime has lasted for this long as well.
Jesus.
Because when you think about it, like...
50 years.
You remember how we were talking about fucking Gangster getting picked back up?
Yeah.
It hasn't yet.
Yeah, and it's been a while.
I don't think that it will right now, but let's think about this. Dorohiro was a cartoon from 1969, animated, hand-drawn... Violent. People are like, what in the Japanese shit is this?
What are you making? Yeah.
And
which is always the best stuff.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up. And then now it got picked up years later.
Yeah. Like, and they never downed the violence.
Damn near half a century later.
Yeah, that's
crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That's like someone making Star Wars... And then never making any other movies. Like three movies, right? They just made the first three Star Wars movies. And then George Lucas never had an idea to extend the universe, but someone just rebooted those three movies.
Yep.
60 years later.
That's literally what they did. And think about this. You didn't get to see one of the comparisons or any of that.
No. But I'm curious about it, because even the thumbnail for it looked really drastically different from
what we see. It's because that type of anime was trying to be geared towards like making people look more like American.
Yeah, it was kind of the opposite of what today's anime really actually is trying to do. Of course,
because they keep that very native.
Yeah.
If you're Japanese, you look fucking Japanese. You know what I'm saying? Like totally. Lupin the Third. Oh, that's the one that I was talking about. Lupin the Third for a little bit.
Yeah. No, you threw that out as a suggestion. Yeah, on the left.
Yeah, episode, and that one's super old as well. That one's like from fucking 63 or some shit.
So that's technically the oldest one you've brought
up. That we've done.
This is second. That's still pretty fucking old.
Mm-hmm.
And they rebooted this. Now, how many seasons is there?
There are only two seasons as of right now.
Is that two seasons? Is that a completed story arc, or is that on a cliffhanger?
That is on a cliffhanger.
Mm.
Like, he gets... They leave it, I guess, more of left for open interpretation.
Okay. So it could be a cliffhanger, it could be over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are satisfying if they're done well.
He gets... Well, here's the premise.
Hmm.
The premise of Dororo is that there was a feudal lord of Japan that his land was not prospering, and he was hoping that his land could prosper. And he's like
shitty crops?
Not just shitty crops. He was one of the persons who had some of the biggest land, the most land in Japan.
Yeah.
And not just shitty crops. People were dying of famine. People were dying of the plague. Like,
shit.
It was bad.
Just all around shitty, then.
Yeah, all around shitty. But then, like, he thought it was just specific to his area of land, which kind of it was.
Yeah.
Because it was cursed.
Yeah.
So, as it were, instead of praying to the gods, old gods and new gods, he decided to have a prayer with the demons.
Hmm.
And then doing...
He gripped it and ripped it.
Grip it and rip it.
With a demon.
Exactly. And he made a really, really goofy fucking trade, I guess. He was like, I come to you today instead of... I'm not bringing prayer. Fuck off.
Oh, shit. So what was he bringing?
He's like, I bring a deal. He was like, you can have my firstborn son if you can make my land prosper for so many years.
Oh, shit.
He made a shitty deal.
That's, you know, that's pretty fucking cruel.
And it's very, very short. He made it for a short time, you know what I mean?
So, cut to this kid's being born, what happens?
Cut to this kid's being born as his mother is birthing this child. The child is birthed with no arms, no legs, no eyes, no ears.
And no skin either,
and no skin.
It was like a muscle baby. It was like a Attack on Titan baby with
it
no
was.
Arms and eyes.
He's like, but very small.
Yeah. And so I think when the dad came by, when the Lord came by, I think it was more of a relief for him.
It was, because he's like, the devils have taken my pact.
They're like, I mean, at least, he's like, at this point, I feel less bad about ditching this baby that's probably going to die anyway. It's like inside out, dude. Like, it's got like no skin.
There was nothing, you know what I mean?
So he was like, fucking throw
in
the
breathing,
river.
But it was bleeding everywhere
as
well.
Yeah, it was gross. And she's like, at least let it die in my arms. And I was like, this just got dark.
Well, and then he was like, you fucking crazy bitch.
Right.
And took the kid and he was like, get rid of this to the handmaiden, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and she, of course, as these stories go, throughout ancient Egypt and Greece and Japan, all these stories, when you have a baby and the first instinct that the dad has is give it to the handmaiden, it never goes the way the dad wants it
to
go.
No, usually it's supposed to be, like, killed. Like, kill that fucking kid.
And they never do it. Yeah. They'll, like, hide it or give it to somebody or, like, just chuck it off a river and, like, hope it survives.
Jesus.
Right?
No, like...
Or crucify it when it's fucking 21.
Yeah, like, Jeebus.
Right. So, like, it's no surprise that this lady just goes down to this, like, waterway and, like, puts it in a boat. And she's
as opposed to drowning it, remember?
Good luck!
Yeah. And then right before, because that there was a demon that smelled some food.
The Babadook.
Yeah.
Yeah,
call it the
I think it looks like a cross between a a Babadook samurai and a big, like, spider thing. I'm like, this is sick.
Yeah.
Like, when it pops up, I was like, ooh, Babadook.
And then fucking slice, slice, slice. Yeah. Totally killed that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Try to go for the baby, and then this old blind nigga samurai.
Yeah. Who's just kind of like the watcher of this whole story. He just travels around the story and witnesses everything happening.
Very true. And it helps a couple times.
Yeah, he helps when he can, but it's mostly just observing. I was like, I kind of like this character.
Yep.
But
gets murked as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He murks that goddamn Babadook, man.
Just, oh, like, yeah.
In one hit.
Yeah, one foul swoop.
The classic dual samurai thing where they only swing like once and they do it full and then they stop and you think they're gonna get him, but then they like split in half.
Yep.
Like,
but this guy split fucking like, horror so half. Instead of vertical.
Yeah, it was like.
Yeah, it was apart. Awesome.
I was like, that's so sick. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fight scenes in this. They were really, really well done.
Very well
animated. You can tell there's so much forethought in the actual environment and how they fight, too.
The cartoon itself, like I was saying upstairs, I teared up twice during watching it, crying twice.
Nate makes me watch, like, the first, I don't know, 30 minutes of this, and I'm getting all emotionally invested. He skips to a fun fight scene later on, explains what's kind of going on. And then we go immediately to the season finale, where, like, these two, like, brothers are fighting, and I'm like, dude, this is emotional as fuck. Like, literally, like, the thing that happens with the mom, like, all this shit.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, I cried twice during this, and I was like, okay, I feel better now. I immediately was like, all right, I don't feel like such a pussy right now.
No, man, it's because the way they illustrate it, and it's not necessarily that you fucking feel like you're Hyakkimaru or that you're Dororo.
But you feel for the characters.
Exactly.
And they do and it so well.
Oh my gosh, they did gold. So good in that one. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm now very curious to go back and watch the original and see how that translates.
Ooh, it's very choppy.
It still hits those emotional buttons or makes for me sure. feel the same way.
It does, because there's this character, or this lady that Hyakkimaru gets, you know, invested in, likes even, kisses, all this, you know
so
what I mean?
So, for the viewers and the listeners, of course, Hyakkimaru is the, how'd I do right there?
Good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is the baby, right? The one that was born with no arms or legs, no skin, and no eyeballs.
Oh, yeah. You, later on, the first scene you see in the first episode, rather, is they don't explain how or why until second season, but Hyakkimaru found the fellow that, all right, you remember the guy that
the
was
putting
on...
prosthetic guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Helped him out.
Yeah.
Made all of his limbs
I could tell
for him.
That's where they were leaning with it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That he, like, found him and helped him and gave him the name and kind of, like...
No, that's just what he called him because he didn't call himself anything. He couldn't say anything. He's like, I'm going to call you Hyakkimaru.
That's
and he's
cool.
like... He's like...
Dude, calm down.
Because he couldn't hear anything.
Yeah,
because he was born with none of that, no ears, no vocal cords.
But then it's cool to see his progression through the story, like how he changes.
It's very drastic. Not only does he, by killing demons, get, you know, a new part or any of that, by being with the Rororo, he learns something about being human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because she treats him like an older brother.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Rororo is a her.
Yeah, and they say he in the English translations.
No.
Like,
it's
in
not
the subtitles.
No, they did that on purpose because he, she...
Yeah. She.
She is about to get raped. And later on in the cartoon.
Oh, wow.
And then that's how you find out officially that she is
crazy.
A girl.
Huh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they draw her like a girl.
They draw her
they
very
soft. They specifically do that to kind of hint at the fact
that
she's
she could
female.
Be a girl. Yeah.
But I'm also
but the clothes
like,
and the way she walks and talks.
At the same time, I would just kind of took her as a tomboy. You know what I mean?
Tomboyish.
I was like, why does this matter?
It was feudal Japan. She was just trying to keep herself from not getting raped.
Okay, so it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought this was just something that they did for some weird reason.
No.
I didn't know it had a cultural repercussions in that story.
It's because she was just trying to keep herself from exactly getting, you know, the worst done to her.
Yeah.
So she hung out as a boy, hung out and made herself a good thief.
Makes
her parents
sense.
Were already dead.
Yeah.
You know.
On her own.
Yeah. On her own.
It's a survival tactic.
Until Hyakkimaru came by.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm staying with you, Oni-chan, brother.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Dude, not only does Hyakkimaru slowly learned to get to become a little more human, and like I was talking about, he gets the different pieces. He finds out that not only does he have to just killed demons to get his body parts back, he does have to start to feel those emotions and so on and so forth.
Oh, it's a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I like that. Because to keep it kind of a balance, you have to fully grow as a person.
As a person, to be a person, you know what
and
I mean?
And it doesn't look... It looks super fucking painful when he regenerates stuff.
Oh, it's the worst.
Because think about it. It's the opposite of getting your skin ripped off. You're getting skin put on you, and that would hurt.
He's like, ah!
You'd not be used to it. You'd be like, what the fuck is happening to me?
Did you see him yell when he got his face skin on?
I was like, dude, you got eyeballs now, bro. How's that feel, man?
How's that feel, man?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I would literally shit my pants every time it happened. Physically, I would not be able to handle it. I'd be scared out of my mind.
Every time.
Oh, dear God! Oh, I have arms?
They wait for a long time to give them arms.
Yeah, I'm sure, because they want to make it difficult.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool. I like the sword arm
in
thing.
One leg.
It's very Edward Scissorhands.
He gets his leg bitten off by this fucking spider monster.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a bummer, because, like... Well.
Is it though?
That was his real leg. It's not like it regenerates.
Is it a real bummer? Because he's gotten so far on nothing. He could
be okay with the prosthetic again.
He could have a prostatic leg and be just fine.
He does get one by the homeboy.
Yeah.
The one, yeah.
Let me hook you up later on, motherfucker.
Well, he just feels bad because, like, the reason he's putting those prosthetics on those people is this is another part of the story you find out later on.
Yeah.
The doctor who's putting prosthetics on the
on dead people. Which is
Well, it's just,
odd.
You know, to send them to the afterlife, you know, as dignable humans, you know.
But also, like, that's such a barbaric way of thinking that just because you got shot in the face and your head is blown off, that's how you're going to appear in the afterlife.
You never know.
I think it's like the Force ghost. I think it's you at your best version, you at the perfect age. I think when you die, you get to choose how you want to be portrayed.
I'm going
to
betray it as a sperm.
What age do you want?
And I'm coming back, you motherfuckers.
They're like, what prime are you? And Nate's just a sperm with his face. Like, it looks like you with face CGI'd with like a mustache and some dreads and the hair. And you're like, hey, motherfuckers.
He's like, what up, guys? I'm the sickest motherfucker on this side of the Rio Grande.
You want to go play in the coolest arcade in the universe? And we're all like, what the fuck is going on?
Yes.
You're dead.
You're dead, motherfuckers.
No, yeah, but that was a really odd thing to, like, bring up, I think. Mm-hmm. That guy's role in the show, like, not for you to bring up, but for them to bring up into this series. I was like, I like it.
Yeah.
Like, it's odd. It's not the norm, you know?
No, that's what I was saying. This whole cartoon isn't the norm, and they did a lot of hand-drawing on there. The fight sequences are immaculate. The storyline is to die for. Like... I couldn't tell you too much about the storyline without ruining it. Like I said, he does get his body parts back.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very big part of it.
By killing them demons and feeling them feelings.
Literally doing
which
that.
Which is cool.
And hanging out with a little girl.
Yeah.
And
kind of like buddying around.
Exactly.
You know?
Because, like, she shows the ropes, and then he shows the ropes to her. For whatever reason, he is like... He likes her, mm-hmm. you know, is enamored with her, and just wants to save her all the time.
I feel
you know?
Like this dynamic is a...
Staple?
So it's similar to the buddy cop dynamic, but it's got the visual aesthetics of complete opposites, and it's present as a theme in Dorohi Roro too. Anime is doing this thing, it's always kind of done, and it's chosen this as a dusty word, niche, where they'll take a big, strong brute, and
that's a French word.
Yeah. I think Dustin's a French spy, and we just haven't caught him.
God damn it, now we got a robot and a French spy.
God damn it, the Weekly Geek is being taken over, people. But they do this thing where it's big, brutish guys versus like, small, intelligent...
Females.
Or, like, athletic females.
And or male counterparts.
Yeah, and or male counterparts. And I like it because it's, like, a symmetry in how they write characters. You know what I mean? Like, some of my favorite comic books are like that. Like Hack Slash, it's Cassie Hack, who's supposed to be this, like, young, hot, like, crazy girl who's, like, mom was a slasher killer, and so she grew up with it and now hunts and kills slashers. And Vlad, who's essentially, like, Leatherface meets Jason, can barely talk, is deformed, wears a mask, kills things with butcher knives. And he's huge. And they make nice and become partners. And it's kind of this cool
contrast. Do they
kill
people together?
Yeah, totally.
That's fucking weird.
And I love it. No, they kill slashers. They go hunt slashers.
Like real slashers, IRL, like in real life.
And they bring in real slashers from
franchises. Slashers.
They're slashers of slashers.
Oh.
Like Ash from Evil Dead.
Okay. Yeah. So they could be on the show.
Totally. Maybe. But back to the anime part of what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, I love when they do that aesthetic because, or that I guess, theme, because it's very easy to follow who characters are in that way of how they're going to act.
And there is a lot of that for sure.
Yeah, and it's that and the family dynamics that they pull in with this. It just makes it that much more sadistic and cruel. Like, you just feel so bad for this dude that no matter how many people or demons he kills, you're like, fuck yeah, keep going, bro.
Exactly.
You deserve more.
His dad's like, fuck you, I got another son, suck a pee.
And there's one point where they were confronting him, and they were like, we see you as a demon now, because you're pretty much breaching our contract with these demons.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here going, bro, you listening to the words you're saying?
Like, yeah.
You're in contracts with a demon. That's your first mistake right there.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And now you're letting them all run around your countryside just so you can be profitable?
Yes, that's literally what it was.
So fucking stupid.
Yep, letting them eat as many souls as they want and stuff.
As they fucking want of this one region in Japan, because they're like, no, there's like 13 elemental demons in this countryside, like, bro.
Don't go over to Shinjuku.
Why? I got a really nice Hollister. Well, I don't fucking care.
Have you seen the demons?
Yeah, there's a rock demon like, just sitting in the food court. Yeah. I don't want to go there. Like, and that's fucked up. I wouldn't want to live there. And I think that no matter what would happen in this story, eventually that deal would go sour.
Well, that's the whole point of it going sour, is because Hyakkimaru is like, I am sick of feeling and having these, like, imagine not having skin or any of that shit.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know how he had that mask on his face?
Yeah.
Imagine a bug every night just going as he was sleeping and all that shit.
Gross.
You know, it would be, yes, gross, and it would be and uncomfortable and painful. Yeah.
But at the same time, take him out of the equation. Even if the deal was ideal, right, and he never existed and was killed,
mm-hmm.
and the deal, it was quote-unquote profiting,
mm-hmm.
eventually wouldn't that deal still go bad because they're letting demons go, around the country?
Yeah,
so regardless, just let the guy kill the demons.
Yeah.
Like, I was so stressed out about that.
But the whole point of doing that or whatever was, like, then he breaks the contract with the demons.
Yeah.
So the demons were on extra high alert. They're like, we gotta stop this fucking weird-ass thing that's still alive.
I think what should have happened is at some point, these soldiers and people that have put their lives at stake for this lord would listen to what just happened and be like, wait, did you just hear that? The dude went in league with demons, bro, and we've been cool with this for how long? Like,
we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Why are we fighting the guy killing the demon? Like, no one ever stopped and went, hey, let's stop doing this. This guy's an asshole.
That's the Lord, though, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but if everyone got up and said, fuck this guy, wouldn't it,
but his son was with it.
Yeah,
and then, well, you remember how I was talking about that prayer that his mom said at the beginning?
Yeah, the blessing.
Yeah, the blessing, it saved him. That's the only reason he was alive and all that stuff. And the reason he got that sight like that, to be able to see.
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah.
Which, curiously enough, the old man has that sight as well. So
it doesn't,
like,
explain to me if he's not a demon or not.
I was like, I don't think he's a demon. I think he's also a product of the same deal or something similar.
Well, he's, in the whole cartoon, he is, like you were saying, he watches over Hyakkimaru. He helps him out every once in a while. They travel together for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Like, but overall, like, he does see the demons, like Hyakkimaru and other demons see demons. So that part isn't explained.
So he's at least half demon.
Or maybe he's just so gangster with the Force. You know what I mean?
Right.
He just, yeah, he's like,
I can do this shit.
Yeah. And he's a samurai, too.
Who knows?
Yeah.
They really don't explain it. Do they ever explain it? Or is it
about
just kind
him?
Of a thing?
Yeah. No, it's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They don't
up
explain
for interpretation.
It for mm-hmm.
I guess I'll have to wait to see more clues.
Yeah, I think that if you end up watching it yourself, you're going to end up liking it. And I think also, if you do end up watching the Rohiroro, you know what I mean?
Rohiroho.
And then the next one we're going to do the review on, I think you'll end up liking that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, both
okay.
cartoons are very good. Like I said, this one is very emotional. The other one is funny, but is extremely action.
Yeah.
Based. Yeah.
I love the action in this one. I would say it's on par with the ones we've seen, like Gangster and Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. It's up there. Like, they do their own version of what they're doing, and it's different from the others.
Yes.
You know, I like that. As the anime guru, would you rate this?
Out of five dying babies, I'd give this a solid four.
Four dying babies?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why the four? Why not five? No, I'm not saying
the reason
I
give
five,
it four as opposed to five.
Yeah. Oh, you're cool.
Yeah, that's why I keep fidgeting.
Oh, you're cool. Sorry.
Whatchamacallit? I would give it four out of five for this reason. It is an emotionally... Yeah. It It is an emotionally good cartoon. The cartoon will get you in your feels. The story itself is very compelling. It'll make you want to watch what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
I literally binged it.
Yeah.
And then couldn't wait for the next season to come out, and then it did, and then I binged that.
Right.
Yeah, and the unfortunate part, the only place I found it on is Amazon, guys.
That's kind of telling. Yeah, that sucks. But yeah, that's pretty good, honestly. In the stake of the reviews that you've done, that's high up there, so...
Yeah, well, shit. Every cartoon I give is for, but not always full.
Yeah.
You know?
You never do half points, and I admire that.
Yeah, because nothing really gets a half point. Either you do or you don't.
Yeah.
Get a point.
You better earn that fucking point. There's no rounding.
And it could be a 5 for sure if they came out with another season of it. And if they didn't lean so much at the end, his brother, and he uses the demon power himself, turns into a demon. And then gets fucking murked.
It was just too much. It didn't really go with the rest.
Well, he gave Hyakumaru his sight.
Okay. Because
that's one of the last things that he was missing. So he gave the demon was like, if you fucking kill this guy and stop this from happening, you can have this. And then it was his sight and his, what was the other thing? Like one of his arms or something. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we had that as well while he was fighting him, and he was fighting him with multiple swords and shit and fire attacks.
Nice. I might skip
real demon shit.
That's pretty fucking cool, though. Yeah. I like the whole demon side of things, and I'm glad that they worked that into this. And each one is so different than the last.
Oh, each
That's
one of
so
them
important.
Is
important.
Yeah.
Yeah. The coolest part to me. It was like sometimes it felt like Godzilla, sometimes it felt like fucking some other kind of
there was a human thing. Humanoid there are humanoid demons as well that are
which
epic
is
strong.
Cool.
Yeah
so yeah, I think as far as demons go, this gets a 5 out of 5 demons for me from
what I saw.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
in the way they portray demons as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
very good.
It was honestly like a shock that now that I see some of this one wasn't picked first.
That's what I'm saying.
I know the other one looks good, but it also looks a lot more like they're mixing styles. It doesn't look like a traditional one.
And goofy.
Yeah, it's a little goofier.
Yeah.
And trying to be funny, maybe at part. So I'm like, we'll see.
But this one didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah, it was super heartfelt and emotional, too.
Yep.
So
heartstrings
like
a motherfucker.
Okay, I got all these emotions in the string of an hour. Cool. What am I going to do with this shit?
Dude, so, hopefully watch some more.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think when something has the power to do that, it's very good quality content. So good choice. Good
Thank
choice
you.
Viewers. I mean, you guys were all...
And yeah, this
the
one
ones
was,
that chose this.
Fuck yeah. Like, and the ones who didn't, I hope you guys listen to this, and I hope it'll light a little fire underneath your bums
to
give
go
and
chance.
Check it out.
Yeah, if you can, it's on what you said, Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime.
Yeah. If not, we actually found it on YouTube.
Yeah, which is really weird because it's been up a whole year.
Right.
It's the first season.
The
like,
whole season.
Streamed back to back, 4.5 hours plus.
Nate was even like, damn, they clipped it together really well. I was like, sick.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It was like straight into the second episode with nothing. I was like, sick.
Yes.
That's how I like my TV.
Straight up. But, I mean, like, no, nobody should like their TV like that because we'd be like, we have to watch the fastest video. The fastest video is this. Yeah. You know?
Brain melt.
Exactly, dude. And then we'll be going to Buttfuckers instead of Fuddruckers. You know? I don't want to do that.
Buttfuckers.
We've watched Idiocracy.
Yeah, I remember that movie. That was great.
Yeah. So, the next one will be Dorohedoro. And then I am going to put out another set of pulls.
Ooh.
I've been watching some other animes recently, and I think they're pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything new?
Well, yeah. Like I was saying on the last show that we did, that the fourth and final season of Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Fucking mind melter.
Hell yeah, dude.
It is outrageous. And if this is how they're going to portray the things that have been happening, and, well, for one, they've changed the animation style. Everybody's older by, like, 4.5, 5 years. Yes.
Okay.
It's been about that long since.
You got me interested already.
Oh, it's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. Like, the outfits are different, except for Levi's, because he was already an adult.
And he's a boss.
Yeah, he was already an adult the whole time in Attack on Titan. season 1 through 3, so his animation didn't change.
Yeah,
he looks a little more Scorn.
Little older maybe, but
yeah. I don't know. Like, you he looks pretty so? Similar. Yeah, the way you get to see like 5 seconds of him, he fucking blasts a titan and cut its jaw off,
and then you're
and
like,
then he's just flying through the air. You're like, so sick.
Yep, that's Levi.
Yeah, exactly. The only reason you could tell because he was going so goddamn fast, like he had that green cape thing on him.
You're
like, sweet,
sick.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, so look forward to that if you guys like that. Go and check out. It's really good, and you can see it on Crunchyroll. It's a Funimation original.
Okay.
So, like, they have multiple forums you can go check that out on as well. Oh, Hulu, surprisingly, is putting up the episodes 1 hour after they air in Japan.
Cool.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Go Hulu.
Yeah, like, damn, man. Those guys got it.
I'm almost Japanese, guys.
Yeah.
I'm almost Japanese. I'm an hour off.
You don't pronounce it Hulu. It's Huru.
It's Herber.
That's really that's horrible. We're going to have to cut that out. No, I'm just joking, guys.
We're horrible people.
And we're keeping it.
We're going to podcast hell.
Gosh dang it.
It's what happens. All right. Well, we appreciate all of you guys tuning in to all of our episodes, but especially these anime shows, because we know that more and more of you are finding them. So I think that's fun, man. So keep enjoying these, and if you have an anime that you want Nate to review,
I always
and
keep
you want
it
his
open.
Honest opinion, we're always down for your guys' input.
I don't care if it's chibi as fuck. If you want me to watch like Hamtaro,
We'll do it, man.
Or like Gundam Wing Seed or some shit.
Just some shit we would never think to do, or something you're personally like a fan of.
Yeah.
We'll totally do it. So just go to the website synnation.net/twg. And leave us some mail, okay?
Yes.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Why aren't you doing it?
Do it.
Seriously.
Do
go.
It.
Go there.
Do it.
Thank you.
Do it.
Do it. Ben Stiller from...
yeah.
Do what it. Is it? What is it? Fucking... God damn it. What's that movie?
Who cares? It's Ben Stiller.
What's the movie?
His dad died.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Starsky and Hutch.
Do it.
Do it. Oh, God. On that note, we're going to exit the premises. You guys have a great night.
You fucking do it.
Let's get him some jams.
Let's see.